the news that makes you think, I'm Kevin McCullough. A massive explosion rocked a highly secure diplomatic area of Kabul during rush hour on Wednesday morning, killing at least 80 persons and injuring 320. Authorities said the blast, believed caused by a suicide car bombing, was so heavy that more than 30 vehicles were either destroyed or damaged at the site of the attack. We don't know at this moment what was the target of the attack, but most of the casualties are civilians, said a Danish press outlet. The man in charge of digital operations for President Trump's campaign denied on Tuesday that Russian operatives played any role in the Republicans' election victory this past November. Brad Parscale denied that his team made use of Russian computer programs to target potential voters with positive stories about Trump and negative stories about the Democrat, Hillary Clinton. Russian warships in the Mediterranean Sea fired 4 cruise missiles at Islamic State militants in Syria on Wednesday, officials confirmed. The Admiral Essen frigate and the Krasnodar submarine launched missiles at ISIS targets in the area of the ancient city of Palmyra, the Russian Defense Ministry then issued in a statement. And at CBS News, CBS Evening News, page 6 of the New York Post is reporting that Scott Pelley has been removed from his position. His office was being cleared out on Tuesday while the anchor was away on an assignment for the network's news magazine called 60 Minutes. And the news that makes you think is being brought to you by Landmark Capital. Call and get your free look at your financial footprint today. 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. And for more news that will make you think, join me at TheBingeThinker.com.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
We do have breaking news breaking out. We will get it to you and tell you. There's stuff going on in the Manila, Philippines as it's related to terror. The president about to make a major announcement at the White House. We may go there live. Plus, we'll get a check of the markets. We'll also talk about the New York City political scene and a big pro-life move. Stay with us.
Binge thinking.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Oh, my God, you guys. I can hear gunshots. Oh, my God.
That is the current activity of what's going on. The sound of explosions taking place in Manila, the Philippines, as someone was videoing what's going on. We've got a number of feelers out on the latest there, and we will try to keep you up to date if anything should break in our time together. But Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. It is a very interesting news day all the way around because there has been a much-anticipated announcement expected from the White House, expected from President Trump, and it has to do with, in fact, a campaign promise that he made. and what he would do when he is in office as it relates to this Paris Climate Agreement, in which we would spend literally billions of dollars watching and doing things that, even by their own best estimates, would lower the overall impact on the climate, if their model can be believed, to about 0.03 tenths of a degree. So, and that's billions of dollars just in our economy that it will cost companies and the government and everyone else to comply. If we stay in, the cost to the smaller countries that we work with would be even a larger bill. And so the president is scheduled to step up to the podium any minute, and we will try to bring you that live if and when he does. But let me get back to the breaking news at the top of this hour. The Philippines is in fear. A Manila resort has been locked down after gunmen have been reported to have stormed the premises. Location, there's a hotel, a casino, and a shopping center that are all kind of connected. And it was in this area that all of this took place. But these gunmen stormed the area, and gunshots, as you heard in our opening soundbite there, were heard. Dozens of people reportedly injured after gunfire erupted in the Philippines on Friday morning, early Friday morning. It's already Friday morning there. Resorts World Manila is on lockdown, and the men are unidentified, but 25 people have been injured. The Philippine Red Cross telling the Manila Times just moments ago, and the police and emergency crew are at the scene. Gunfire and explosions reported at the hotel sometime after midnight. Metropolitan Manila Development Authority reported that there had been a fire alert at the Manila about 12:30 a.m., the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Consular Affairs is confirming that there were explosions and gunfire at the resort, and urged people, specifically U.S. citizens, to avoid the area. U.S. Press Secretary Sean Spicer said on Twitter that President Trump was aware of the situation in Manila and has been provided updates by the National Security Team. Videos posted on social media show hotel guests running out of the resorts with the sounds of apparent gunfire in the background, smoke billowing from the upper floor of the building, and some reported seeing a masked man with a gun inside. So as we have more details, we will get those to you. Now, Alex is telling me that ISIS has claimed responsibility for this attack. I don't have news sources that are claiming that as of yet. At least the Associated Press is not, nor is Fox News. Alex, what's the source on ISIS claiming responsibility?
So an ISIS spokesman claimed it, and the New York Post picked up on it and reported it as well. CNN reported this too.
The Post is reporting and CNN are reporting, but we have not been able to independently confirm that or verify. I just want people to know. A lot of times in the immediate aftermath of some of these things, information is wildly inaccurate, and I don't see the reports in front of me, but Alex is telling me the New York Post and CNN are now reporting that ISIS has claimed this. So that's going on. Again, another interesting day. I mean, the season of Ramadan, I don't know if anyone's noticed, but there's been some sort of attack or major violence every day of this Ramadan cycle. And it's across a lot of different countries, but it seems like the intent of disrupting and of creating pain and chaos and bloodshed is being carried out. And if ISIS is at the helm of all of these, you have to say that to some degree, you know, they're desperate. And this is their way of kind of claiming the upper hand in the scenario. I mean, yesterday's attack, and it was really quite stunning that there wasn't more coverage of it across the globe, but nearly 100 people dead and 400 plus people injured. You're talking about the worst terrorist attack, certainly of this calendar year, and I think would easily surpass the last few years. I think you have to go back to something like 9/11 to have more dead and more injured in a single attack than that. Of course, the Paris attack was traumatic because it engulfed the entire city. But this is just, this has been every single day in this cycle of Ramadan has been a day of violence in another place and another attack everywhere. So we will see as we get more to report on for you from the Philippines. Now, coming up this hour, we've got some interesting things I want to get to. We'll talk with David Fisher about money and the markets today. Monday was a holiday, so we didn't do the Money Monday segment. But given that Mr. Trump is going to most likely pull out of, and we're again awaiting his stepping to the podium, given that we're waiting for him to announce that he's pulling out of, that will have traumatic impact to the world market, dramatic impact, not traumatic. But it's also interesting that at this point in time, I was listening to Dennis Prager earlier today. There is an amazing amount of jobs that have been created. It's record number since the beginning of this administration. And compare that to 12 months ago under the completely kind of opposite regulatory environment. Remember, President Trump came in and just undid close to 200 executive orders, most of them regulatory on small business and so forth. In the undoing of those, it appears as though the president also unleashed a massive hiring bonanza just through his executive action. Now, imagine if you couple that regulatory deregulation with a tax plan that would actually get you to where you really want to be tax-wise with small businesses, and going from the worst tax rate of 35% for businesses around the globe to maybe the best rate at about 15%. Imagine what kind of entrepreneurial, independent mom-and-pop companies that are just waiting for that opportunity to get started. Imagine the encouragement they're going to have in this deregulated, low tax environment to start companies and hire more people. I think you're going to see the most massive hiring increase. And there's arguments that can be made, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is not a partisan group. It's just the government's official accounting. There's an argument to be made that President Trump has already healed the hiring issue in the economy more in the first 5 months, almost 6 months of this year, than the last 8 years combined. At this time a year ago, for the same, you know, apples to apples time period, nearly 600,000 more people are employed, and nearly 480,000 people are no longer unemployed, compared to where that's a net plus of more than a million people compared to 1 year ago at the same time. So it's an interesting comparison. We'll get some thoughts on that from David Fisher. Also, the Puerto Rican Day Parade continues to be an issue. A candidate for the important position of comptroller in the city of New York, Michael Faulkner, will be with us to discuss that. And then in a little while later, Jeannie Mancini from the March for Life Nationwide wants to direct the Justice Department and the FBI's attention to something very important that has to do with the protection of unborn lives. It's a breaking news hour. It's a breaking news day. We've got a lot on the plate. I hope that you're with us for the full time. It's Kevin McCullough. If it's breaking news, if it's what it means and why it matters, then you know it's Kevin McCullough Radio. And we're going to talk with David Fisher on the other side of this break and give you any updates from the president as they occur. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Don't go away. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Did your portfolio move up 22% year to date? If not, listen to what I'm about to say. Are you, like me, concerned about the $19 trillion debt? How about a looming stock market correction? Are banks in trouble? Will we see another 2008 crisis again, but this time also a seizure of your wealth, according to the Dodd-Frank Act? Many economists and billionaires are greatly concerned, and you should be too. Why are central banks buying up more gold than any other time in history? Why has gold and silver been the top-performing asset class this year? And what is this telling us? Learn how to have physical gold and silver in your IRA, in your hands, with no tax liability. Get these answers and more from my friends at Landmark Capital. Landmark Capital specializes in tailor-made portfolios called Your Financial Blueprint. And to get yours today, call my dear friends at Landmark Capital and get the facts. Call 844-604-2575.
That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Normally, we talk to my next guest on Mondays, but because it was a holiday, I told him to come back on Thursday. Little did I know that a huge economic story would be breaking even as we were talking. David Fisher, welcome back. The Trump administration making a big announcement today. What does it mean?
Well, obviously, there's a tremendous amount of uncertainty. It really comes down to your stance. Are you a person that is a global warming person or not? Because that's what this is all about, the carbon footprint. You know, and President Trump certainly does not want to have bad air quality, but he's assessing it from the amount of spending and the work. What is the benefits, and where are we getting that, if we are? And that's really how he's trying to move Congress, assessing things, you know, trying to do new things. How much will it cost, and will it pay for itself? And so he's coming at it from this angle, and this is what he campaigned upon. So this is probably more than likely why he's going to step out of this and join the two other countries, Nicaragua and Syria, and being in that category versus the other 195 countries that still want to stay in the agreement.
It's interesting because the agreement on its face doesn't do anything to China or India or Russia, and those are three far bigger abusers of the environment than the U.S. is.
You know, we've done a lot in our country, and some of it has not been so good, where it's restricted job growth in the government requirements in industries, and that's where Trump is focusing at. So there's this pulling out should be a win for the energy sector. It should create job creation and should benefit the American family. That's what the initial early reports are saying. It's still early to see, obviously. We don't even know if he's really going to pull out, but the leak coming from the White House says more than likely that's going to be the announcement in a few moments.
Yeah. We're speaking with David Fisher of Landmark Capital, and friends, they have all kinds of resources I want you to make sure that you avail yourself of, one of which is the potential that this same government has not done anything with the Dodd-Frank Act, and in fact they need to, because the bail-in that we could be under should the economy go sideways is very real. Congress just passed a $1.7 trillion spending bill, David. It's less than a month ago, and we talked about that. Your feelings on where we are with that and why this timeline and so forth in terms of the drastic changes?
Well, it should have given us enough money as a government to last us through the fall. Now they're reassessing everything, and they're saying, as of last Friday, which the news airways came out with, saying it's drastically different, and we're going to have a problem come August if Congress does not act. So the question comes, why the big change? Well, I think it's two reasons. One, the government doesn't do very well when it comes to money, assessing money. So that's part of the problem. But the bigger part of the problem is, since they made this agreement of $1.7 trillion of spending, after that, Kevin, the report came out of what the economy was growing at. Last year, the economy grew at 2.3%, and the Trump administration wants to move this towards 3%, which is a big challenge from where 2.3% is at. But the report came out on the first quarter of this year, what the economy was growing at. And if you amortize that first quarter over the year, it's only 0.7%. Mm-hmm. Then they did a readjusting of the numbers because it shocked everybody. I think it was more manipulation of numbers than reality. Then they said, that's more like 1.2%. So either case, it's significantly lower in the growth, which creates less business profits, which turns into less revenue to the Treasury. So the Treasury is short of money, and Steve Mnuchin is the one that's saying all this, the Secretary of Treasury, saying we're going to run out of tax money, and I've done already the extraordinary measures, that's the terminology they call it. So if we don't get Congress engaged this time, not only could we have a government shutdown, but a government default, which would be the first time in the history of our country, and that would be utter economic havoc for our country and possibly
and that's
the world.
And that's where you believe that the bail-in, which has occurred in 9 other countries that faced similar circumstances, would then come into effect for America. And friends, it's not that David's saying it's absolutely going to happen, but wouldn't you prefer to know the details of how it will happen and whether or not you can be protected from it? David, I think a lot of people don't understand that if the government defaults on what it has, it's legally allowed to take money that's in investment accounts right now.
You're exactly right. With the passing of the Dodd-Frank Act, which created that and created a lot of other entities that allows this and sets it up for it to happen. And that's what this report that I put together that's in its sixth edition. You know, I'm not saying that we are going to have a government shutdown in August, but it would certainly, we got to take care of our $20 trillion debt somehow that's growing rapidly. And they either got to inflate our way out of it within raising rates, or we got to devalue the currency, or we just got to ignore it like we've been doing, and it gets worse and causes higher metal prices, or they're going to do a combination of that plus a bail-in.
Right. So, and under a bail-in and the ability for them to seize assets that we have stored either at brokerage houses or in bank accounts, unlike that, if you are an owner of hard assets, you are typically not taken advantage of in such a situation. How does that work, David?
Well, in the 9 countries that this report talks in depth about, all 9 countries, they did the bail-in. They seized a portion of their money electronically. So if you're in a brokerage or a bank account or any electronic asset where your money is stored, you're not getting that insulation from the government bail-in. So where physicals are not tied to an account,
gotcha.
That's how you can roll over your IRA and take physical possession. There's a method that we can do to help you with that.
That makes sense. Most importantly, friend, David wants you to have the information. Whether you go through with it or not, you need to know. And if you decide, if you know the facts and then you decide not to go into it, that's fine. But at least arm yourself with information. How can you protect yourself from the government seizing your assets? 844-604-2575. Call and get the free information. It's called The Coming Bail-In. It's the sixth edition. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. I'm Kevin McCullough. Breaking news continues. Stay with us.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Kevin McCullough, you wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Not only does this deal subject our citizens to harsh economic restrictions, it fails to live up to our environmental ideals. As someone who cares deeply about the environment, which I do, I cannot in good conscience support a deal that punishes the United States, which is what it does.
Well, and that's exactly right. In fact, stick around, because before we're done tonight, I'm going to break down some numbers for you as to why we don't need the Paris Accord. The United States of America is already leading the way towards lower global emissions. And the comparison's pretty stunning, but we'll get into that before we're done. Listen, I am so honored to have my next guest. He was formerly a candidate for mayor. He has since decided to move to the race for comptroller, and I like that because the comptroller is a check and balance on the power of the mayor. Man, if we've ever seen a mayor that needed a check and balance on him, it's the guy that's there now, and he may be reelected. If that's the case, then we need a good, strong comptroller. But Michael Faulkner is a former New York Jet, former pastor, businessman, activist. I mean, you look at the guy's resume and you say, I'm just tired just reading it. But Michael, you have done a little bit of everything, and we are so glad to have you back. Good to have you.
Kevin, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure to be with you and to be with the listeners to get the update and, you know, the latest on what's going on.
The interesting thing about what the president's doing here is he's announcing we are pulling out of this climate agreement. And it's actually the argument for keeping jobs being made in America that is the basis for his claim. Michael, when we're talking about people in the city of New York and people in across our country, jobs have been something that have been in short supply in recent years. And this is good news for us.
It is absolutely good news, Kevin, because as we know, we need to have a robust economy. We have to have jobs, American workers working. And I believe we have the best workforce in America. And I believe I'm very prejudiced. I believe New York City has the best workforce in America as a city. And I want to put as many people to work as possible because we are hardworking people. And if you give people, most of the people, a choice between public assistance and work, they will choose work every time.
And that brings up the difference in you and the current mayor, which if you're comptroller and he wins re-election, you may have some differences on this. But he believes in spending a lot of city money to hire consultants and to try to get people to be on his payroll to tell him how to do the job. You're saying that that money would be better spent to be helping people go back to work.
Well, Kevin, it gets even worse. Their fundamental belief is that the growth of government is their goal. Their goal is not to serve the people. And I know that sounds crazy, but really, when you look at it, their goal is to grow government, not to serve the interests of people. And my fundamental belief is the larger the government, the smaller the citizens. I believe that it is in through small government and private enterprise that we grow the economy, that we move forward, that we protect the freedoms, this democracy, and that we continue to move forward as we have and grow this democracy called America.
And along those lines, because we're short on time, you got a little bit of good news this last week. You picked up the predetermined lines for which parties?
For the Republican, the Conservative, the Reform Party, and the Independent Party lines. So I have four lines, and we're going to be working hard to get on the ballot on all four of those lines. But those are all four unopposed. I have the nomination from those parties and will not be facing any primary in those parties. And so I am, for all intents and purposes, going to be on the ballot in those four lines come November.
Well, and that's encouraging because I can't say that I've seen the current comptroller do much checks and balancing on the current mayor. Seems like the current mayor gets to do just pretty much jolly well whatever he pleases, and Mr. Stringer's been rather silent on almost all of it. So it'll be interesting to get you and Mr. Stringer. Maybe we have a debate right here on Kevin McCullough Radio. Maybe you guys come on and talk about the principles and the integrity needed for such a job as this, and we'll see where that goes.
Absolutely. Well, it's called, the position is called officially to be the city's watchdog. And, you know, Scott Stringer's been watching, but he hasn't been barking or growling. So it's not much of a watchdog if you're not going to say anything when the thief breaks in to steal your stuff.
He's not a government theft preventionist. He's a government theft monitor. just like the commercials. And he's been monitoring. His job is to tell you, oh, yes, Mr. de Blasio is not doing what he's supposed to do. I think he's supposed to do a little more than that. Anyway,
he's okay. supposed to do a lot more than that. But, Kevin, thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you, and I'll be back with some late updates and let you know what's going on.
All right, Michael, good to talk to you, and congratulations again. That's huge, by the way, friends. Think about that. He'll be on the ballot in November across four different lines. And for those of you that don't live in New York City, you're going, man, that's a lot of parties. Yeah, it is. New York City is crazy with what we do in terms of our elections. We have so many different ways people get involved, and you know, it's always. And I'm involved in a lot of the races, and so they're you know, everyone's talking strategies of how many lines can you get on both sides. You know, if you're left of center, you want the Democrats, but you also want the liberal and the green and the progressive and the everything else, the communist. No, I'm serious. It's there. Anyway, coming right back, Kevin McCullough.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint, and you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k. Taking physical possession today, it's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint, and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or landmarkcapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy four pillows, two premium pillows and two go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
One of the things we try to do most importantly on each day's broadcast is to obliterate confusion, amplify truth, and pursue clarity. We really want to be a clarion call to the culture and to the voters in general when there are things going on that you need to know about, but you may not get coverage of it anywhere else. And we've seen this over and over again in our own mayor's race in the city of New York, but also some of the leverage we've been able to bring to the debate nationwide. And I'm glad to be aware and to be able to amplify what we're going to talk about in this segment. A number of organizations out of Washington, D.C. have signed on to a letter that was sent to Attorney General Jeff Sessions and Acting Director Andrew McCabe with the FBI. So these two guys have a lot to say about law enforcement. And law enforcement and the pro-life community have increasingly been brought closer and closer together because of what I call law-breaking by Planned Parenthood. And that's what has gathered these different organizations out of Washington, D.C. The Eagle Forum, the Family Research Council, Liberty Council Action, One Nation Under God Foundation, the Susan B. Anthony List, a number of others. But one of them that you would recognize immediately is the March for Life. Both their Action Division and their Education Defense Fund are involved with this. And Jeannie Mancini joins us again. She is the head of the Education Defense Fund for the March for Life. Jeannie, it's good to have you. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me again, Kevin. Always a delight to talk with you.
This is a really important issue because when under the past administration, when lawbreaking was brought to the attention of those that were in charge, particularly in the executive branch of government, not a lot was done about it as it pertained to the questionable, I would say, illegal practices of Planned Parenthood. Bring us up to speed on what the letter addresses, why you felt concerned enough to write it, and what you're hoping to accomplish from it.
So a little context, of course, we all remember, and it goes back now to 2015, the summer of 2015, when the Center for Medical Progress, David DeLeiden, began to release these undercover footage videos of different, you know, really horrific things that essentially pointed towards Planned Parenthood and other groups similar to Planned Parenthood being involved in the harvesting and trafficking of baby parts. We're talking little hearts, little lungs, little livers, and we remember how horrific it was, even to the extent that a few days after the first or second video was released, Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood, issued a public apology about the behavior of the people in the videos. Little did they know that they were only seeing the beginning of the videos. And America, pro-choice and pro-life, was horrified by what they saw because of the inhumane way that people were treated. So I think that's important for backdrop. So, of course, harvesting fetal parts, fetal organs for sale is against the law. Essentially, that's trafficking little parts. And so we were delighted when Congress, both the House side and the Senate side, decided to look into this a little bit more. However, those were really only our pro-life friends in, you know, Congress. And Obama's administration essentially turned a blind eye because, as we know, he's really worked so closely with Planned Parenthood and supports the abortion industry and sadly wasn't willing to you know, make sure that justice was done in this scenario. So what we saw with the House is this committee that essentially referred to the Justice Department 15 counts of criminal or regulatory problems, you know, after looking into this for well over a year. And the Senate referred to the Justice Department 7 different criminal referrals. So it's really now the role of our Justice Department to see how to bring justice to this situation. And then a little bit more fodder to the fire it comes because last week, David DeLeiden's attorneys released through their website really the most damning of all of the videos that David had. So back in the summer of 2015, when David was releasing his videos, he was essentially working up to releasing the worst, the most horrific videos.
Right, I remember. We covered it and promoted a lot of them, yeah. So what's the purpose of all of the pro-life groups coming together to ask the Justice Department to do what?
Well, basically to make sure that justice is served here, essentially Planned Parenthood, who of course we know, you know, is a billion-dollar organization and has a lot of money for marketing, has memorized these talking points saying that the videos were discredited and that they were manipulated and that they weren't involved in criminal activity, but it's just false.
Right.
I mean, it's been proven by a forensic analysis that the videos were not manipulated and that they certainly weren't discredited. I mean, this is, you know, we're seeing actual footage of what actually happened.
Is there any hope that Jeff Sessions or that Andrew McCabe or these departments, the Justice Department or FBI, will move forward with a further investigation?
Oh, there's total hope of that. So our letter comes on the heels of Senator Grassley asking for the exact same thing. My suspicion is that they've had so much activity over the Justice Department and with the FBI that they just haven't taken this up yet, but that they will. We've seen in the Trump administration, you know, a real commitment to the life issue. So I believe that they will take this up. I have every hope that will happen.
So what can my listeners do to be of best help to the cause?
Well, you know, get on March for Life website. We should really send out an alert, you know, to the Justice Department. And we haven't done this yet. You're giving me an idea as I'm talking right now. We should send an alert to the Justice Department and to the Trump administration to ask them to take this up. I mean, that's really the very best thing. I would say that the other thing, though, is to get the word out about David's most recent video.
Sure.
Because, again, Planned Parenthood's got such great marketing. I mean,
and I'm assuming, and I don't mean to interrupt, but we're short on time. I'm assuming that you've got a link to them at the March for Life website.
Yep. Check it out at marchforlife.org. I know National Review also still has a link up. There's been all sorts of questions because of the legalities. It's a little hard to see now. It was very, very open to the public last week. I would just also throw out, too, look, as we're talking about defunding Planned Parenthood, these things are part of the messaging. And it's absolutely important to know.
There's no doubt about it. Well,
what's happening?
Jeannie, I'm grateful that March for Life is being manned by such a good steward of the cause and that you're doing such a good job. And friends, take her advice. Marchforlife.org, marchforlife.org. Jeannie Mancini, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Kevin.
It's Kevin McCullough coming right back on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about balance of nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take balance of nature because I've seen it in my lab. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection, and I know that it works.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get two free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You wouldn't dare build a house or a building of any kind without a blueprint. And you shouldn't invest your money without a plan either. My friends at Landmark Capital specialize in tailor-made portfolios for each customer called your financial blueprint. Landmark Capital can show you how to diversify your portfolio and put some of it into physical precious metals, gold and silver, that help protect your portfolio in the ups and downs. And it also gives you the right to hold them in your IRA, in your possession, or your 401k, taking physical possession today. It's 100% legal, and it's 100% doable right now. You probably have never seen this idea before, but you need to check it out. Get a free financial analysis called Your Financial Blueprint and find out how to put precious metals in your hands tax deductible. Their process is easy. Call the Landmark team at 844-604-2575. That's 844-604-2575 or Landmark.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you?" you don't even look like the same person. He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
Take Dr. Howard's health challenge and find out how to get 2 free sets of fruits and veggies. We'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code KMC.
Hey, Kevin McCullough, having trouble sleeping? Then I want you to invest in the best sleep technology that's ever been invented. It's called a MyPillow. And why is it so good? Because the person that designed it, Mr. Mike Lindell, took everything that you hated about a pillow and took it out and put everything that you wanted in a pillow in. For instance, it's got patented fill. It'll stay in place all night long. It'll support your head the way you need to. Your common aches and pains when you wake up, no more. It has a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry it in your own washer dryer, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, if you get a Mike's 4-pack special, you'll get 40% off when you buy 4 pillows, 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywheres, 40% off. But here's what you need to do. Call 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The United States will withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Thank you.
That was President Trump just a bit earlier. Making the announcement that many people had thought that he would. In fact, there were all kinds of leaks coming out of the White House that was saying this was exactly what he was going to do. And it makes total sense, friends. In another portion of his speech, the president said the Paris Accord at the highest level is very unfair to the United States. And despite all of the Twitter pressure and celebrities and people having virtual or literal cows in the streets of, the elite neighborhoods of America. That was the bottom line that he was going off of. That he cares very much about the environment, as we all do, by the way. America leads the pack. Let me give you some statistics that should just set this aside for a second. Everybody's talking about how if we pull out of this Paris Accord that it's going to change the scope of the globe. Well, that's good because we should be the leader. But that aside, the G7, NATO nations, China, India, Russia, our UN partners, the Security Council, you know what the combined reduction in carbon emissions is for those countries combined across the globe? It's just a shade more than 0.5% over the last 10 years. Do you know what we've done in the United States without the Paris Accord in effect? We've reduced our carbon emissions over the last decade by close to 14%. Now, friends, it doesn't take a genius to figure out that we are already leading the world by example, as we should be. We are reducing our carbon emissions, and if there's an anthropologic source to global warming, we are the ones leading the way on how to reduce that. If China and India and Russia joined us in the reduction, equal to what we've done, if Mexico joined us in reductions equal to what we've done, and if different portions of other parts of continents would do the same, we would not even be needing the Paris Accord. Because the improvement to carbon emissions would be so strong. Fracking and natural gas, other things have really helped us. So he's not, don't let the hysterical leftist friends that you may have discourage you. The president's fighting for a clean economy, but he's also fighting for the jobs of American workers. And today, he has protected them by not linking us with this awful and tragic Paris Accord one more day. His bottom line, the Paris Accord at the highest level is very unfair to the United States. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.